So used to waiting for it all to change. I'm tired of painting a picture that doesn't exist. A little more, a little less. Smallest step, a bigger test. I'll take it all, give me your best. But at some point I need to rest. I'll fight the fight, I'll shed some tears. The laugh at times can heal the years. I see myself, but what's my name? I always feel I need to change. Tell me, listen. Have to say where I seem to be missing. Where do I fall into place? Be yourself, but don't do that. Follow your heart, just not that path. You're doing great, but could do more. So much potential you have stored. Explore the world, but there's a box. I stay inside the normal spots. I see myself, but what's my name? I always feel I need to change. And I know that you want the best for me. We see the world differently. Is they not okay? And I hope that one day you say to me, I love you endlessly. And you don't need to change. You see the best of me and you've seen the worst. Oh, every comment that you make, boy, they hurt. Now every day, oh, I hate that you say I don't need to change. You've seen the best of me and you've seen the worst. Every comment that you make, boy, they hurt. Now every day, oh, I pray that you say I don't need to change. Oh, I don't need to change. No. Oh.
Can you give us a pshat in that song? Yeah. I want to hear a pshat. I asked Bensy because I want to hear his pshat in that song. I have a pshat. But better, I want to hear his shot. His shot in that song, because first you say you got to change every day. I got to change,
right?
And then you're saying I don't need to change.
Right. So I want to leave room for. I want to leave.
What changed?
Yeah, I want to leave room for Abby's. For Abby's like understanding. However, everyone else says I could say mine, but I don't want it to like
the same.
Trump like whatever I want. Like everyone to whatever, just connect how they want to connect. But for me, it's basically. There's a lot of, as you go through life, a lot of outside influences, including your own self-image, and everybody is saying that you need this and you need that, and this is good for you and that's good for you, and all you want to do is just like be yourself, and like I like for me, it's like an important like age that like saying that I don't need to change is not like I don't need to change, like change is good, like it's good to become like a better person, but. To know your identity and to, like to be me, like I don't need to change who I am, like that's kind of like the message of the song, and I just want, and like the song that like is basically saying that like I want this person or these people or this or myself to just say to me like you're good, like you know,
you're good. Yes.
Sing it again.
Yeah. Come on. Now we know.
Good.
Simcha. Nice. I love that.
Sure.
I love that. That was. Yeah. I love that. Yes.
I'm so used to waiting for it all to change.
tired of painting a picture that doesn't exist. A little more, a little less, a smaller step, a bigger test. I'll take it all, give me your best, but at some point I need to rest. I'll fight the fight, I'll shed some tears, a laugh at times can heal the years. I see myself, but what's my name? I always feel I need to change. You tell me to listen to what you have to say, but I seem to be missing. Where do I fall into place? Be yourself, but don't do that. Follow your heart, just not that path. You're doing great, but could do more. So much potential you have stored. Explore the world, but there's a box. Stay inside the normal spots. I see myself, but what's my name? I always feel I need to change. And I know that you want the best for me. We see the world differently. Is there not okay? And I hope that one day you'll say to me, I love you endlessly. And you don't need to change. You see the best of me and you've seen the worst. Every comment that you make, boy, they hurt. Now every day, oh, I pray that you say that you don't need to change. You see the best of me and you've seen the worst. Every comment that you make, boy, they hurt. Every day, oh, I pray that you say that I don't need to change. Oh, oh, I don't need to change. No, no.
There are three words in this week's parasha in Eretz Yisrael parasha that very much connect. Really? Wow. So wait for this one. Right? In America, Chutz Laretz, they're in parashas Balozcha. Right? We're in Shlach.
Yeah.
And there's a connection, as Rashi says, the connection between this parsha and last week's parsha, very strong language that Rashi uses. Let me backtrack. In the parsha, there are three words that are very, very powerful. And Bensi, you touched on this, and I think it's for all of us. It's in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Lamed Gimel. And the tzaddikim talk about these three words. And the three words are, and then I'll backtrack, V'chein hayinu be'eneihem, which ends up being the source of the Jewish people's tragic, very tragic for the Jewish people, which is what happened in this week's parsha. Tragic in the history of the Jewish people, of V'chein hayinu be'eneihem, which means what? It's looking at how other people view me. It's how I view myself, as the three words before says, "Vanihya be'einenu kachagavim." We felt or we looked a certain way to them, and they looked at us the same way. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Is really, it's how he or she or they look at you. bring me back to try and remind me actually remind me of the trip outside the bus in Poland, and I don't know where we were, in Hungary, Poland, and I'll get back to that. Rashi says very clear from last week's parsha, Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara. So we all grow up, Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara. It's just another thing. Don't do. Don't speak Lashon Hara. We look at it and say, hey, don't do it. Don't steal. Don't speak Lashon Hara. It's not good. Whatever Lashon Hara. I don't know everyone's experience. Lashon Hara. I, Baruch Hashem, grew up with two parents who just didn't speak Lashon Hara. Not because they were learning Hilchos Lashon Hara. Just they weren't people who spoke Lashon Hara. They didn't speak about other people. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. I was blessed for that. Some people grow up in a home. Actually, it's not true. Nobody grows up in a home that speaks Lashon Hara. I don't know if you could say people are grow up in a home. It could be theoretically that there might be a story about someone who once grew up in a home and all they did all day is talk about everybody else. If there's one thing I could say, we're talking about Amir Tzashem in a few weeks, is Alumni Shabbos, and we're getting for the Chevra the purity of speech for their homes and everything. I say straight out, they asked me to write something in the thing. I wrote in a second. I wrote in 1 second. The last thing you want, if there's one thing everybody learns from here, is if you're going out, someone told me they were dating someone, kosher dating, and they were saying, yeah, she doesn't, right? She doesn't speak Lashon Hara, learns purity of speech. I'm like, there's nothing to talk about. There's mamish nothing to talk about. I don't mean there's nothing to talk about. There's nothing to talk about if you're talking with a girl and you're on a date and you're talking about other people. What are you doing? What are you doing? That's what you're home? You're going to sit there and talk about other people? Someone who can... It's worth it to just marry her on the spot. Marry her on the spot. She says, I don't want to talk about other people. Okay, sometimes we talk about other people. We're human. We're human. I don't want to talk about other people. I want to talk about me and you. Me and you. What's the story? Thanks for the reminder. The story is, Avremel, the story is we're sitting outside. I think it was our first stop. I think it was last year, this year. I don't remember when it was. And we're outside by the bus. We were probably in Poland somewhere. And these Yidden, all of us, we daven mincha. For some reason, it always works out like that. We'll have to speak to Binyamin. We land and then we daven mincha. We have to find the rest stop right before mincha. And you have all these Yidden. You're in the middle of Poland. Poland, 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 cold Poland. And we're outside, davening mincha, dancing, and all the, it's not like in America, it's not like whatever, they're filming us, you know, who are these aliens coming from wherever they're coming from, you know, like stopping, like literally like seeing like at a safari, it's probably more than a safari. Who are these guys sitting around, dancing around the Yidden? So someone said, and so it happens I think every time, what do you think they're thinking? What do you think they're thinking? So what did I answer? No. What? Donnie, nice. Donnie knows. Donnie wasn't there. We know Donnie wasn't there. It's none of my business. So I say yes. So I'll tell you what I said. I got to figure out what he's thinking. I barely know what I'm thinking. What does he think about me? What does she think about me? What do they think about me? What do they think about you? You're going to spend your energy figuring out what other people think about you? How about try and figure out what you're thinking about yourself? That's hard enough, as Bensi is saying. Maybe you don't have to change. Change, I have to change. I do have to change. Except because those people, because this. I had this ha'ara today. First, a new ha'ara. Don't get nervous what I'm going to say because it's going to be very extreme. I know that no one's going to take this to heart, but I want to explain myself. Could be someone's going to say after Shir, you'll come over and we'll talk it out. Right? Yisrael Winter, everybody. Guys. Yisrael Winter. Mwah! How lucky are we to have Yisrael Winter in this yeshiva? How lucky are we? Not even on the courts. I'm even talking about over there. Not even. Once in a while, I get zeicha to see you, even without that. I don't need that. Yisrael Winter, I see you here. It doesn't even have to be here. I see you there, wherever it is. Ay, we're so blessed. Okay, here's the extreme thing. It hit me for the first time today, first time today, people send around pictures. Keep on sending around pictures. Don't get me wrong. People send regular pictures, people. I'm like, how do I know that I'm supposed to see someone? Someone takes a picture of you, that I'm supposed to be looking at a picture. Now, this isn't what the tzaddikim had in mind. They didn't take, big tzaddikim didn't like, right? If you see pictures of the big tzaddikim, they blocked. There's a picture of some of the tzaddikim, they're blocking the camera. That's more Kabbalistic, what's the shot? That's very, for real, it's Kabbalistic. They don't take a picture. I was saying, like, what do you show? You're taking a picture of a guy sitting there, you know, sitting around. What's the big deal? I don't know that they're taking a picture of me and Yosef. Someone takes a picture of us and sends it around. What are you sending around the picture of me? What are you sending around? Who says you're allowed to send around a picture? Who says that I want you to take a picture of me and send it to somebody else? It's like I say with forwarding messages. This is not extreme, and this, I hope, causes major triggers in the whole world, anyone who's going to listen to this. Who says you could forward? No, I'm being serious. Who says you could forward a message from someone without asking them if you could forward the message? Who says? If I have a conversation with Yosef and I send him a message, who says that I say that he's allowed to send that message to somebody else? Now, right? Who says that I'm allowed? Who says that he's allowed to do that? It's not a frum thing. It's not a frum thing. Sensitivity. Who says?
It's a frum thing.
Who says? It's not a frum thing. Who says? Okay. Yeah, no, correct. I'm not saying, but my point is not even, yes, you're right, Raphael. I'm just saying that's not even the point. It's a sensitivity. It's not like, you know, take a picture and send it around to someone. You know what that creates? What that creates is I now have to be self-conscious. I have to now think and overthink who's watching me. What do they think? What do they say? That's where the mirrors come in. How do I look? And it's beautiful to look good. Do you look good in your own eyes? And I know that sounds so, so, so cliche. Do you look good in your eyes? Or you're waiting for the whole world to applaud you and to look at you and to validate? And we all need validation. We all need validation. Validation is beautiful, and it's beautiful and beautiful. And I'm not chas v'shalom. There's 0, 0, 0 judgment. If you look up what anorexia is, rachmanis, a real mental illness. Do you know anorexia is a real? And Hashem, with zero judgment on anybody or any. There's real mental. You guys know what anorexia is? What's anorexia? Look it up. You know what anorexia is? Why? But why? But you look in the mirror. Look in the mirror. Yeah. They look in the. They look at you. Yeah, but I'm saying, well, you're skinny. What does that mean? They look in the mirror, literally. You look in the mirror, it's like an incredible thing. You look in the mirror, and there's reality, and you're living in, the reality is, I'm skinny. But I'm lying to myself. It's not true. Where's Avrami Hoshander? Oh, there he is. Thoughts. What happens if you believe your? When do you suffer? That's when you suffer. I don't mean Avrami. All of us. You suffer when you believe your thoughts. There's reality. There's reality. The reality is you're skinny. The reality is I'm like this. Oh, but the image from other people, the pictures, the world we live in, the news, what's going on? I'm supposed to be scared. The news is going to scare me. The pictures are going to show me what's good. You know what I love? I love when I see a guy walk in when he's not doing it. I'm sorry, I don't know why I'm standing up, but I don't know. I want to stand up. So I love when I see a guy who's walking around and he's wearing, not because he's trying to be cool or flashy, and he's wearing a bright suit, and he's wearing like a funky tie, and he's got like a this, and he's just standing out, being himself, thank you. Being comfortable with who he is. You know why I like that? I like that because it's a pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk says that we saw these people, and this is what I experienced. And I know what the line is? And they experienced that too. Here's my question. How do you know? They're judging me. You see a group of people, and it's a very normal feeling to walk into a shul and say they're all looking at me. Everyone's looking at me and I'm being judged, and that's how they, I love the word they, when you're talking about a group of people. Because who are you talking about? Did you go and interview everybody and ask everybody what they think about you and that you think? And again, this is part of humility and arrogance a little bit that we learn, right? A little bit is that sometimes it's like, maybe people are really thinking about how I'm looking at them. How ironic. Wait, let's analyze this one. I forgot when I had this epiphany, Simcha. You'll like this one, Simcha. I remember I had this epiphany when I was younger. It could be I've shared this. I'm like, wait, so I'm jealous of that guy. I'm looking at that guy, right? So I'm looking at that guy. So what's that guy doing? That guy might be looking at that guy, and that guy. So wait one second. Everybody's doing the same thing. But what? I'm the only one? That which is most... Joe Yosef? Persa loud, slow and loud. Come on, Yosef. Yosef Schwartz. Yosef Schwartz, everybody.
Universal.
Which means, right? But what does that mean? I was clapping real. What does that mean? What's most personal is most, because it means if you feel a certain way about something, so if everyone is feeling judged from other people, if everyone's looking at me, and I know that everyone's looking at me, and I could swear that everyone's looking at me, so then wait, let's just do simple math. That means the guy next to me is also thinking what? That everyone's looking at me. Mm. So that means if everyone is thinking that everyone's looking at me, that means no what? That means that no one's looking at you.
The Gemara.
That's the Shema Mina. Shema Mina. Hadron Alach. Game over. Yeah, go Yisrael.
Oh, you go.
Again, good. If Yisrael says again. Let's go, good, Yisrael. If I think that everyone is looking at me, and I could swear everyone is, I don't mean now look everyone, I'm speaking, so everyone's looking at me. I'm saying when you're in a shul or you're, everyone's looking at me and they're judging my pants and my shoes and they're this and blah, blah, blah. Probably the other guy has those same thoughts, right? So if you run around the room and you take a poll, everybody has those same thoughts. So what's everybody doing? No one's looking at each other.
Well, I know a time that say that.
Okay, for a second. No, I mean, honey, let me tell you something. Just to look back at yourself. But Donnie, you're right. Donnie, one second. Donnie, you are right. If a guy walks in a room, I've always said this, yeah. You go to a tish, right? And you walk in with jeans and a big necklace and you're walking around. Okay, great. Just like if someone came in here with a big stripe, well, over here, nobody would... We don't care. We don't. I don't even know what. So yeah. Exactly. That's my point. My point is that Baruch Hashem, we don't care. I don't even know the difference. I remember there was someone in yeshiva who got a haircut. I don't know, for like 6 months. He got this big haircut and blah blah. And I scratched my head. Like one day, I'm like, oh, I didn't realize what you got your haircut. Like who cares? Who cares? As Rabbi Freifeld used to say, what's the proof that hair and payas and a beard and all that don't mean anything? Because you don't have to do anything and it grows. So how can anything be meaningful if you don't have to do anything and it grows? Okay, I'll pick Kabbalah, a Yid. Yeah, of course, a Yid looks like a Yid. It's special to look Jewish and to feel Jewish, to be proud to look like a Yid. But here are the words. Everyone, look at the words. Pasuk Lamed Gimel. V'chein Hayinu Bei Einehen. I think it's from the Kutzker. We were by the Kutzker this year. What's it your business what somebody else thinks about you? That's the Kutzker. It's true. V'chein Hayinu Bei Einehen. I spoke to someone recently. We had this similar conversation. What his family member, what this person thinks about him, And know what I told him? I said, you know what you need? You need to take a syringe that has in it feelings, emotions, and all that. You plug it into the person, you pull out, right? It's a good invention, Mayor, right? You pull out the thing, and you have a big syringe, and then you could look at it, decode it, and say, this is how the person feels about you. It'll never exist. It's not possible. How are you going to know what somebody thinks about you? Well, I think that someone thinks this way about me. Really? Really? Great. So now you're going to have a conversation. Talk to the person. Then you're going to be convinced. How do you know? And what's it called? Miraglin. The Miraglin. What's a Miragle? What's a Miraglin? A spy. What does a spy do? What does a spy do?
Lies.
What does a spy do?
Lies.
The judge. Spy doesn't lie.
Judges.
Makes assumptions.
No. What does a spy do? A spy, first of all, everything everyone said is true. Everything is true. That wasn't what I was looking for. What does a spy do? A spy tricks you. The best spy, right? The famous spy. Who's the most famous spy, everybody? From us? Ellie Cohen. Our man from Damascus. Read the book. No, incredible. Incredible. I didn't realize that. David Gottlieb, everybody. Love that guy. Right? The most... relax with James Bond. It's not James Bond. Ellie Cohen. No, for real. Ellie Cohen, what did he do? He made it so high in the government. He was already almost going to be the head of Syria. A Yid. One of us. Not just a Yid. He was a Yari Shemayim. He was almost the head of entire... So what did he do? He tricked everybody. So here we're whining and dining, and we're saying like this, we're saying like that, and this is who you are. Meanwhile, it's absolutely nothing. And you know what? You could have this person take a lie detector test. You could have probably, Ellie Cohen probably could have taken a lie detector test, and he probably would have passed it. Because it's impossible. It's impossible to know what's going on inside, deep. How about this, everybody? It's impossible to know, as it says, Yoideya Talumais. We say it every Friday night. Yoideya Talumas. What does that mean? Hashem knows what? That which is hidden. What does that mean? It means Hashem knows deep down what's in your heart. Deep down what's in your heart. That who, you know who doesn't even know what's deep down in your heart? What? You don't. You yourself don't even know. So wait one second. So if I myself don't even know what's going on, deep down in myself. So you're going to tell me that I know what's going on deep down in someone else? And I'm going to be v'ni anachnu kechagavim? I'm going to say that not only do I feel small, but he thinks I feel small? That's what the pasuk says. And you know what happened to that? One of the biggest tragedies of the Jewish people. The Beis HaMikdash, they say. Beis HaMikdash, they cried for no reason. It's very powerful. Galus, why is Galus come? Why are we still in Galus? Lashon Hara, our mouth. This parsha is all about the way we speak. That's what this parsha is about. All about speech. What is speech? Why do we speak a certain way? Metzoyer is Moitzi Ra. He's Moitzi Ra. It has nothing to do with the other person. It's all you. It's all your hurt. It's all your pain. It's all your hurt. It's all your pain. Your assumption that person feels a certain way is all connected to you. It's all connected to you. All connected to you. All connected to you. It's all connected to you. V'ni anachnu kechagavim. There's nothing wrong with saying we felt less than. There's nothing wrong with saying I feel I was hurt by you. I feel a certain way. There's nothing wrong with that. It's beautiful. It's beautiful to be in touch with your feelings. To then go ahead and say, and that's how you look at me? I don't know. That's dangerous. Very, very, very dangerous. Very dangerous. Very, very dangerous. And the world that we live in, in this, I'm being serious, I've said that story about my grandfather, Zatzal, who was a very chashuv yid, Rabbi Fisher from the war, I mean, he was in the war, from the Altaheim. I tell everybody that story where he was in, and he used to drive, we lived in the same city as him, and he used to drive, and we used to pull up next to him in the car, to pull up next to him in the car, and we'd be screaming as kids, Zadie, Zadie, Zadie. And he never would look. He never looked. And we're like, what? Either he's got his hearing aids. What's wrong with him? Later on in life, later on, after way after he passed away, I was giving shir. We were learning the Sil Yesharim and Shar Yashiv. I was Sil Yesharim and Shar Yashiv learning together with everybody the Sil Yesharim. And it hit me. It hit me. I forgot what I was learning that hit me. I said, no, he grew up at a time. He was part of a time where I'm not looking to my right and I'm not looking to my left. I heard from a tzaddik once. I heard from a tzaddik once. He never got his driver's license. Big tzaddik. Big tzaddik. So he never got his driver's license. You know why? Because what do you have to do to get your driver's license? Well, now, not as much because you have the cameras. Before the cameras, you have to turn my driver's test. You had this also probably. I don't know. No? Okay, my driver's test, you have to put your arm on the, Rabbi Varon remembers this, you have to put your arm on the thing and turn around, or just look in the back. You have to look around, check all your mirrors. Now you don't have to check anything because it flashes, it beeps even if you're not in the wrong lane, right? You don't have to drive, exactly. So he says he doesn't drive, he never got his license. Why? Because I got to look all over the place, and I don't want to look all over the place. I want to be in here. I want to be in here. I don't want to think for one second, v'chein hayinu be'eineyem. Because naturally, the second I start looking around, that's when the troubles begin. The troubles begin when I start looking around. As I've said many times, Lashon Hara is not about judging favorably. Also, don't even give yourself any space to have any judgment at all. Why even looking? Look away. People think Shemira Seinayim. It's also Shemira Seinayim to be shomer yourself from looking at things that you're not supposed to be looking at. You're not supposed to be looking at anybody else. And I'll end off with this. How many times does it happen? Avram Rothman, everybody. Avram Rothman. I gotta say, profile pictures say a lot about a person. You know what Avram Rothman's profile picture is? Avram Rothman, I love his profile picture. You know why? I hope you're the one who set up the camera on that. Avram Rothman's picture, go profile picture. I love that profile picture. I love all profile pictures. You know what I'm saying? Look, yeah, what is it? By himself. Learning by himself. Should I tell you why I like that? I'll tell you why I like that. Someone sent me a picture that I probably didn't see him taking the picture. I don't know if you saw, probably didn't see someone taking that picture. Hey, we had a little, yeah, today, a little of that. Right? There must be something with the picture thing. Because it just happened to be this morning where I had this aura about people this afternoon, about sending pictures and people looking at pictures. Again, send pictures and look, that's not my point. Please, I hope I'm not miscommunicating. It's just like, who says I'm supposed to be looking at anybody else, what anyone else is doing? One of the most beautiful things is when you're able to just see, maybe everyone wants to be seen. Everyone wants to see themselves. Everyone's trying to see themselves. Maybe we got to stop looking at everybody else. Maybe you don't have to look at yourself. Maybe you just got to stop looking at everybody else. Everyone's like, I got to start seeing myself. I got to start understanding myself. Maybe it's just stop looking at everybody else. And then by default, you'll be in your zone. Okay, we should be zocha to not speak Lashon Hara. She's zocha to not look at other people. For real, we should be zocha to not look at other people. You don't look at other people. You don't talk about other people. You don't think about other people. I don't mean not think in a sensitive way. Hashem will bring to you right in front of you ways to help people. You don't have to look. You have to look. Okay, Nasan Einov V'Liboy, Rashi says by Moshe Rabbeinu. Good, it's a good kasha. Of Hills, yeah, it's a good kasha. It's a good kasha. I agree.
So are you changing it's a good your kasha. Profile picture?
What?
Are you going to change your profile?
Why?
You're with another person.
No, that's my profile. That's his profile picture. I'm not saying to change. Have your profile picture. Hashem should help us all. We should all be zoicha, each and every one of us. We should be zoicha. It's a very holy time. It's a very powerful time. We should be zoicha, each and every one of us, to not think and not to, I don't know how to do it. Not vaniya nachnu v'chein ayinu beinehem, to try and stay away from being in other people's business. We suffer, right? You want to say we suffer? Whose businesses? How many businesses? Avrami, two businesses. When we're in God's business and we're in other people's business, that's when we suffer. We suffer, I don't mean physically suffer. We suffer, yeah, mostly when we're in other people's business. Hashem should help us to, as Donnie said, to try and mind our own business in a very sensitive, sweet way. Thank you, everyone.